You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host, Keelan Harvey.
You're a local mortgage expert right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, July 21st show. We bring in to studio each week the best experts in everything regarding your money. We're here to help you in today's economy. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. We can connect you with the guests that we have in the studio. If you have any questions, call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150. Or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, Amanda Wright of Coldwell Banker Bain, achieving your lifestyle goals in the hottest market in the U.S. Welcome, Amanda.
Thanks so much for having me. Great to be here.
And a little bit about Amanda. Amanda is a real estate broker and lifestyle real estate advisor with Coldwell Banker Bain. She is also a certified negotiation expert, accredited staging professional, Realtor, member of the National Association of Realtors. She is the recipient of Rising Star 5-Star Professional Award and, together with her business partner, received a Coldwell Banker International Diamond Society Award, putting them in the top 11% in the nation for total sales dollar. She consistently gets top results for her neighborhoods she works in, whether representing buyers or sellers. Starting in her career real estate shortly after returning home from her work as a community builder volunteer in the Peace Corps, Botswana, she now helps build communities on the East Side and Seattle by representing buyers and sellers in their journey to find a new home. She's worked nearly every corner of the market, from entry-level condo to ultra-luxury waterfront property, but her passion is guiding clients to achieve their lifestyle goal that they have dreamed about. She focuses on using positivity, meticulous preparation, real data, and authentic relationship building to achieve these high-level results. She has been described as a fearless, creative, determined, caring, and someone that makes stuff happen. She has quickly earned the excellent reputation among her peers and public, and is proud of the fact that every client has become her friend.
So, Amanda, I know that you do it all in the real estate world, from $250,000 condos to $2 million waterfront dream homes. Tell me more about your passion to help people find that amazing dream home.
Well, I just love walking with people who are at that crossroads in their life where they have saved, they've worked hard, they've dreamed, and now they're ready to kind of launch themselves to that next lifestyle. Usually it's sort of an up level of lifestyle. And it's just such a joyful and happy time, and I feel really privileged because, you know, I wasn't there through all those years of sort of toil and preparing and planning, but yet I get to be the one that walks them, to the front door of that lifestyle that they've been dreaming about for so long. So yeah. That's my favorite.
Love that. And Amanda, I know that you really love working with both buyers and sellers. Probably be difficult for you to choose which one you like the most. And your most favorite is really being able to help both sides of that.
I do. I would definitely prefer to work with people when they're selling and buying. You know, this is a relationship business.
Yes.
It's business, it's relationship. And to have that continuity really helps me do my best work for them. So to have the continuity of understanding the financial picture, understanding the goals, it just ends up being a better situation for the clients in the end if I can walk them through both sides, of the deal, getting them where they're going.
Makes sense.
Amanda, can you share this? I know you got a record going on right now. You should be proud of.
Woo, woo.
Yeah. With buyers getting the first home they put an offer on, and that's impressive in the market that we've had. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, thank you. I actually just this morning got my 14th buyer, consecutive buyer, the home that they wanted
the
on
first
the first
offer.
Try.
That's
with
crazy.
The first offer. Yeah. In a scenario where on average it's 3 to 4 offers. Mm-hmm. So I do feel pretty good about that. And 4 of those also got the home that they were going after under asking price.
Wow.
And an additional 3 of them got the home in, that competitive situation where they were not the highest bidder. So somebody else offered to pay more, and yet they still got the home, which is great for them because that means they're basically walking in the door with equity, knowing that the market price is actually higher than what they paid.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, Amanda. I mean, what's your strategy and how are you able to accomplish these amazing things when you're getting contracts accepted?
Well, I think it starts with, of course, preparation is key, and knowing where to look and what homes are worth chasing is a big part of that. So I can tell by looking at a listing or by physically going into the house, I can kind of determine which houses are going to be worth spending time on. Mm-hmm. You can tell if a home is going to be really sought after by cash investors, and you know that the likelihood of getting that home is much smaller. Mm-hmm. You can also tell if there's going to be 50 offers on this house or maybe kind of a more reasonable 5 to 10 offers on a house. So also looking in the right neighborhood, making sure that the value is on point, because oftentimes you do have to pay more than what the seller is asking, but you still don't want to overpay. And there is a balance there.
Yes.
And so knowing the neighborhood, knowing if it's a smart decision for that client to go in with a lot more money. So that's kind of the laying the foundation there. The next would be laying the foundation with the gatekeeper, which is the listing agent. Mm-hmm. That is by far and away the most important thing that I can do for my buyers. So immediately after we discuss it and I think there's any amount of interest, I'm calling that other agent. I'm making friends with them is basically what I'm doing. And I'm setting myself up to be the trustworthy, ethical, intelligent broker that they would want to do a deal with. And that works. It really, truly does. So who you work with really matters. Because on the other side, when I'm working with a seller, there are definitely times when there are multiple offers sitting in front of me, but one of them shines more because I know that the agent representing that buyer is going to get the deal done. And I know that I can trust them and who they've sent their buyer to for financing, for example. So things like that. It's a relationship business again, and getting more information from the listing agent on what the seller is looking for is also very important. So then after that, it's really about giving the seller everything that they want in terms of the terms of the offer. Oftentimes it's the price as well, but not always.
Yeah.
So really digging deep with that listing agent and finding out things that are not so obvious. The sellers already have an offer on another place. They really want to make sure that whoever buys their house and goes through the whole process, it's going to close. You know, they want certainty. Maybe they need a little bit of extra time after closing, so maybe mm-hmm. they want to rent back, things like this. And then finally, just to make it personal, and there's sort of the classic way of doing this, which is writing a letter to the seller on the buyer's behalf. The buyers write the letter and introducing themselves and saying why they love the home. But I like to take it a step further and actually make a video of my clients, and I edit it and I send that over because then they can see the face to the voice. They can see the sincerity and it just works.
Yeah,
it really does.
Really great strategies. And the key importance of with the real estate, because I think a lot of times buyers may not realize that and how important it is in your representation. And we've got two of you here in studio today, and that's really what the show is all about. It's about bringing the best of the best experts. And I've got, two expert real estate agents here today. And how important is, that relationship that you guys have and the reputation you've built amongst your peers? Because as a listing agent representing the seller, you are putting yourself on the line saying that you're picking the best, helping them see what the best options are. Mm-hmm. And if something falls through with that other agent because they're not trustworthy or they're not doing their part, it could be a really bad deal. So really important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Amanda, you talk about lifestyle goals, which I really like. And I know you're really big into lifestyle goals. So what kind of lifestyle goals are your clients going for?
So kind of the big ones I would say are, for example, maybe the kids have flown the coop and there's a couple who's ready to downsize to that home that's essentially going to be their forever home. So they want a low maintenance condo, maybe a penthouse condo in an urban environment where they can walk easily to everything that they're going to need. So that's a pretty common one. Another one would be the upsizing size. So a family looking for maybe some acreage out in the mountains or looking for a waterfront home because they grew up on the lake and they'd like their kids to experience that same type of thing. So I would say that those are kind of the most typical ones. There's also, especially a lot more recently, I've worked with more folks that have been living in a suburban environment and they're ready to go back to the city. They just want that city life and everything that has to offer. So
they're just all done with it.
Yeah, they're done with it. Usually their kids have grown a little bit too. And they're like, you know, we came from the city. We want to go back. We're ready. Let's do this.
Love it. So, Amanda, I know that you did 2 years in Botswana as community builder volunteer with the Peace Corps. How has that experience helped you as a real estate agent? What an exciting journey experience that must have
been. Yeah, it was incredibly challenging. Yeah. It was by far the most challenging 2+ years of my life. So I would say first and foremost, just the mindset and the spirit that I developed there of I can do this. And so, you know, when you live in a very remote village in the Kalahari Desert with minimal water, minimal electricity, only your feet to take you places, and you're actually doing a job, you know, you have a job there, or maybe you've got 2 gallons of water to bathe yourself, cook, and clean with. You know, you get creative.
Yeah.
And there's kind of a resiliency that we Peace Corps volunteers really develop. So, I'd say first the mindset of I can do anything. And that's really helped me in my career because in my mind, where there's a will, there's a way. So
yes.
If my clients want something, I'm going to go find it. I'm going to figure
awesome.
It out. I'm going to get real creative about it. So I'd say that's probably the first thing.
So, Amanda, from your experience in Botswana, I know you're not afraid to get your hands dirty. And and it sounds like you like to get stuff done, too, because you had to.
Yes.
So what are some interesting things you've done? And you've told me a few stories to help your clients sell or buy a home.
Yeah. Yeah, I am really willing to do absolutely anything. I think that does set me apart. So I have dug a 6-foot hole in the backyard of my seller's house because there was a wiring issue and they were out of town and it had to get fixed. So, okay.
So you really do
first,
jump in there and get dirty.
Yeah, yeah, that was a tough one. You know, we've probably a lot of us have gone through many a terrifying crawl space. And, you know, I'll do things like pack up my sellers while they're getting ready to list, throw in their boxes in the truck in the hot weather or the rainy conditions, you know, listing their things for sale. Basically, there's nothing that I won't do. If my clients ask me to do it, I'll do it. That's my mindset.
That's awesome.
So there's been some shifting that we talked about earlier in the real estate market. What do you see, you know, happening? What is your thought around that?
Yeah, so I think what we're seeing is sort of right on target with what the chief economists have been saying, and we're all sort of targeting about this time next year, so third quarter 2019, we're expected to see the leveling out of this market into more of an equalizing market. And so right now we've got a lot more inventory coming on, which is fabulous for everyone involved, even sellers. And between the inventory and also kind of the seasonal slowdown, we do see that, and especially in the outlying markets. So Bellevue and Seattle being sort of the epicenter of it, and the further out you go, those markets are, you know, they were the last ones to sort of have this crazy upswing, and they're the first ones to sort of cool down, too. So especially in the outlying regions, towns of Duval, Snoqualmie, North Bend, even a little bit in Issaquah. So we're definitely seeing more inventory, which means buyers have options. We're not seeing the crazy 20 to 50 offers on a house. We're seeing sellers who have not priced their property accordingly. Their home is sitting on the market, and they haven't had an offer yet, and they might even have to take a hit on the price.
Yeah.
So it's definitely important for sellers especially to listen to your agent, listen to the data and the pricing strategy, and price it right the first time. Because, for example, I just sold a house in Bellevue in a neighborhood that was not getting excellent results. There's a few that have been sitting on the market unsold, and we priced it right, we prepped it right, and I sold it early in 4 days with 4 offers, $70,000 after over asking price.
Nice.
And so it's possible, but you have to do the right things.
Yeah. And I, you know, listen to your agent, but make sure that you have a seasoned expert that understands how to really price through this market. And again, that's
absolutely
what the show's all about. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Well, thank you. My pleasure.
And this is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day.
And co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. We look forward to talking with you next weekend right here, same time, same place, at 11:50 a.m. KKNW.